Time to talk to the Bruins.
Boy, are you okay?
You want us to just bow out?
Yeah, you guys just want to get out of here. I got this.
You want us to take a break?
You guys don't go do what you need to do. I'll handle this. I got it. I can do it.
I can't even imagine what would be going on if Josh Rosen were here.
Well, I'm sure Rosen's
you might
coming
not be
next
able
year.
To contain yourself.
Oh, no, I mean, we got the tackling machine right in front of us right here. So
UCLA always has a linebacker that like leads the nation in tackles. Yeah, well, maybe it's going to be this guy.
It
this
might
year.
Be. Yeah, Jayon Brown, linebacker from UCLA, joining us now on ESPN 700. Jayon, how you doing?
No, wonderful. Having a great time this morning.
I think we were talking about the hair game yesterday and who won the hair game. And Dory Jackson, Justin Thomas out of Utah. But I think Dan and I determined yesterday that you win the battle. You got the best hair here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Did you stay here or did you just sleep in your bed last night and drive over?
No, I stayed here at this nice hotel.
Oh, man. Look at
him. This comfy bed, nice pillows, soft, it's warm. It's good here.
UCLA.
Yes, sir.
You guys picked to win the South. Some expectations on the program this year. Tell me today, and everybody in Salt Lake City listening, why UCLA should be the favorite in the South.
Well, we just got to play to our standard and approach every game the same. And it's some tough competitors in the South. That's Utah, SC, Colorado, everybody, ASU, always giving us a run for our money in the game. But we know that it's going to be every game is going to be a physical one. It's going to be tough. So nothing comes easy. We got to approach a game and win.
We kind of talked about it as you were sitting down. There's a linebacker or two every year at UCLA that are tackling machines, that are stat machines. You watched that, I'm assuming, before you came into this program. You saw guys like Miles Jack. You saw guys like Eric Kendricks. Now you're supposed to be that guy. You ready for it?
Yeah, I just got to listen to my coaches and keep working hard and staying focused and being on the right track. And believing in the people next to me to do their job so I can do mine.
What about the guys in front of you? Talk about your defensive front. That makes a linebacker's job a lot easier when you got those high-caliber defensive linemen. You've had those in the last few years. You're going to have it again?
Yeah, with Kenny Clark was amazing, making things so much easier for me. And we got Eddie Vanderdoes coming back all healthy, and he's a monster. He's going to clear it up a lot and make a lot of plays himself. D-line is looking really, really good this year. Can't wait to see those guys play.
You guys lost Miles Jack. Didn't play most of the season last year after the injury, but you have maybe Miles Jack 2.0 coming in this year with a freshman linebacker in Juarez. Tell us about the freshman, what he can do.
He's looking strong. He's a humble kid, and he works hard. He has a great work ethic. And he didn't see him play much because of injury in the spring ball, but he has a lot of talent. I can see that, and the coaches can see it, and hopefully he can help us a lot this season.
Is he good enough to go both ways like Miles did, play a little running back too? I know you guys are deep at the running back spot. You got guys like So-So and Bolo and Nate Starks, but could he play a little running back too?
He probably could. We got a lot of people on the defense that could play both ways. As Ish going to receiver this year, and Mike probably could. You know, doing everything in high school from Torrance, probably could. But that's the coach's decision.
Speaking of high school, this guy's a Long Beach Poly guy.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Can you run?
He's a jackrabbit.
Because yeah. Everybody at Long Beach Poly can run, right?
Everybody can run. We got Juju. He running pretty good. Iman Shepherd. Gerard Wicks at Washington State. We got some speedsters.
Utah had a guy a couple years ago, Kalen Clay.
Kalen Clay, yeah.
Kalen Clay
returning
was a Long
Beach.
Returning kicks.
Right
he's now.
Now
in the NFL, yeah. So that's pretty good. All right. Tell me about Josh Rosen. You see him in practice every day. He comes in with the nickname Chosen Rosen. We hear about a hot tub in the dorm room. We hear a lot about him. Now, he produced for a true freshman. What should we expect from Josh Rosen this year? Is he working? Is he putting in the work?
Yeah, he's putting in the work. He's focused. He's motivated more than ever. He wants to win, and that's his main focus, and that's our main focus. We have full confidence in him. He's a great quarterback, and he's becoming a good leader, and he can lead us to the victory and win some games.
Your secondary, if you're able to move a guy like Ish Adams over to offense, that means there's a lot of good players in that secondary. Is this the best secondary in the Pac-12?
We got to show it this year, as we did last year, getting number one pass defense in the Pac-12. So we got a lot of experience back there with the injuries and a lot of young guys that can play, that returning starters. And hopefully we can do it again.
What's your playing weight going to be this year?
230.
230?
Yes.
They got you listed at 210, and I'm looking at you like, this dude's not 210.
No, there's no way. That was probably last two years ago, maybe. But, yeah, been in the weight room, on the field, running, getting stronger. Coach Alosi's program is great.
The pass rush for UCLA has been an issue the last couple of years. You guys seem to get towards the quarterback but never take down the quarterback. What's going to be different on that defensive line out of linebackers and getting more sacks? Is it the switch to the 4-3?
We just gotta be better with our technique and learn how to finish better. Coaches are putting us in the right situations to make the plays, and we gotta make it. We just gotta execute.
Is Deion big enough? Deion Hollins big enough to play that defensive end spot? Because that's where he's gonna have to play this year. Is he gonna be big enough to do it with Takaris McKinley on the other side?
Deion can get it done, and as in previous years, he has been able to get it done. And
we saw the Kansas State bowl game where he was a monster, right?
Yeah. Deion, he's going to get it done this year, and all of our D linemen, D tackles, they can get the job done and get to the quarterback.
Well, we know that the SC game is the game for you guys. That's the big run. But outside of SC, is there a game on the schedule that's going to be pretty big for you guys this year? Is there one that you're looking at and saying, this one could be a really big one for us?
Every game is a big game.
Don't give me that answer.
Every game is a big game. And this season, opening with Texas A&M in the SEC, that's huge. I think that's the first SEC team we're playing since I've been here, and that's going to be a good game. They got a lot of talent over there. They got a lot of special guys. I think they got a first-round draft pick on the D line, and it's going to be a good show.
Jan, we got a we're doing trivia questions for every single person that comes through. You had 18 tackles in that game against Colorado. I think you guys were on the field for 54 of the 60 minutes or something like that. It was absolutely, it wasn't that many, but it was ridiculous. Your defense was on the field forever. 18 tackles in one game. Who holds the school record for tackles in their career at UCLA?
Eric Kendricks.
Very good. You got it. Eric Kendricks. Good job.
Wasn't that a long ago? There. So when were you, a freshman when Kendricks was there?
I was a sophomore when he
graduated.
When he graduated,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right.
Hey, have a good season.
Thank you.
We'll see you at the Rose Bowl later this year.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Jayon Brown with us.
Jayon Brown, inside linebacker.